and we got more skills. And this time, we're going to talk about self-discipline, why it's so hard, but ways you can practice. Let's go. Excuse me. Every time. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Everyday Harris. If you haven't yet, go to YouTube and Twitch. Go to YouTube and Twitch. Hit that bell. Hit that subscribe button. And you'll be notified when we go live. And won't miss a single fun video stuff. I don't know. I can speak words. Self-discipline. What is it? Well, according to blog.hubspot.com. It's the practice of doing what your brain knows is a good choice, even if your body wants to do something else. Self-discipline often means putting off your immediate comfort for long-term success. For example, if you want to read more, you might want to get rid of things like, I don't know, TV, or at least stop watching TV to go read, because, yeah, right? And while we don't want to do it, there are six benefits they have to why it's a good idea. Number one, you'll achieve long-term goals. If you can stick to your wants and well-beings for the future, you will achieve your goals. It's as easy as that. It might not be easy to do them, but if you stick to what you want to do, they will be met. Number two, you can improve your mental health. Funny enough, or not so funny enough, when you do something that actually works out in your favor, you feel better. So creating self-discipline, succeeding in your goals, you're going to feel better. Number three, your physical health will benefit. Now, I'm not exactly sure how that works specifically, but my guess is if you are doing better, if you are doing more, I don't know, long-term goals, maybe your body will appreciate it. Maybe it's similar to the mental health. Maybe it'll just be like, hey, your body's happy, your heart's good, your body's good. I'm not sure, but as we've seen multiple times before, it seems that when you do these things, all of you feels better. Number four, your relationships will be positively impacted. Whether it's your relationships with your spouse, your work relationships, familial, whatever, they will notice, you will notice, and this website even says you might be able to have better luck at things like dating, meeting your significant other, but generally, I can speak, I swear, your relationships will be impacted in a positive way, and everybody around you, including yourself, is going to be a lot more happy, right? Number five, you'll become more resilient. Do you ever have the problem of not being able to handle something? Now, again, I have anxiety, I have OCD, I still have issues when it comes to general things. However, what I've noticed lately is I don't really have an issue as much when it comes to my work, relationships, all that stuff, because I set the goals that I want to do and I achieve the goals I want to do and I feel better about it. And if any adversity comes my way, I'm able to surpass. And number six, as we pretty much just mentioned up there, you'll be happier. There you go. So they have 15 ways. I'm going to go over a few that I personally think are interesting. But if you want to read the entire list, there you go. So the first two that I think kind of go together, identify growth areas and choose your goals. Figure out where it is that you want to better yourself in and figure out what those goals might be. For me, it's mainly overcoming anxiety and OCD, my best ability, but it's also knowing that you don't overcome, you work with, and you do things to make your life easier. So my growth areas are how to work with my anxiety, my OCD, depression, all that stuff in a positive way. And my goals regularly are to have better days, months, years as the time goes on. Another one that I like here, setting the environment. you will only do what you want to do if you're comfortable, right? So put yourself in an area at home and pick your spots you want to do work. Now, my office is where I do my videos and my work. I close the door. There you go. I do my thing. This is how I make sure that I focus on my work. Let's say you are trying to self-discipline yourself in the area of exercise. Pick an area of the home. Make that your training area. Put all of your equipment, all of your accessories you use in that spot. Set the environment, set the mood, basically. What is the mood you want to be in? Do you want to be working out? Then make that area the workout spot. This is a very important one here. Don't wait for it to feel right. So many quotes out there say, if you wait for the right time, you lose all the others, something like that. Do it now when it's harder, because if you don't do it now, you're not going to do it. I think the quote we have on our thing right now is, a year from now, you're going to wish you started today, right? Start right now, do it right now, and then as you go, you're going to tweak it to make it work for you. But don't wait until it feels better. It makes sense, right? Now, this is one that I always see, and it's kind of a funny one, but it kind of makes sense. They just say, fail. Most people listening are probably going to be like, well, I do that regularly. Woohoo. When you don't get it right, what you do is you learn. Your brain says, okay, X, Y, and Z didn't work. So what are we going to do next? Let's try A, B, C. Failing is just learning, right? So when you mess up, when you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world. Trust me, from my personal experience, I hated when I screwed up and I got into a deep, dark area. I now know that when I do make a mistake, it's actually for the better because I learned something I didn't know previous to that mistake. So yes, don't fail for fail's sake, but if you do mess up on your journey, learn, continue. And the last one I'm going to go over, take care of yourself. No matter what you do, self-discipline or not, make sure you're not putting yourself in a position that will physically, mentally, or otherwise hurt you. You don't want to lose sight of the fact that you are a human being. Human beings are fragile creatures. Human beings need time to stop for a moment. So in your journey of self-discipline, if you're overdoing it, overcompensating, stop. Sit for a minute. Relax. Read a book, watch TV, have a snack, whatever. Give yourself a minute to regroup. When you feel better, you do better. So you never want to start any of this when you don't feel mentally there, right? Or physically there, I guess, if you're too tired. But when you don't feel good, stop, wait, take a moment, and then return. There's no harm, guys. There's no harm. Let me know what you guys think. We had really good topics today. This morning we did active listening. We just talked about self-discipline. What else do you want us to go over? And like I said this morning, would you like to have an interactive self-discipline activity session? Try to grab one of my co-hosts. We can probably do that if you would like. As always, guys, thank you so much for joining us. But wait, there's more. We got a brand new day tomorrow. As always, until then, stay curious.